Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. Today on the show, we play music from the just-announced nominees for the 2014 Billboard Music Awards. But first, we hear about a NASA program that connects American students with astronauts in space. Some students in California got a rare chance to speak with astronauts in space through a recent video link. The event was part of an effort by the U.S. space agency, NASA, to excite young people about science.
Station, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
And we are ready for the event.
Hundreds of college and high school students gathered at California State University, Los Angeles, for the NASA video link with the International Space Station.
Cal State, Los Angeles. This is Mission Control, Houston. Please call station for a voice check.
Station, this is Dean Emily Allen of Cal State, Los Angeles. How do you hear me?
At the other end of the link were three astronauts floating almost 400 kilometers above the Earth. The students learned about the professional paths that led Americans Rick Mastracchio and Mike Hopkins and Japan's Koichi Wakata into space. Engineering student Maria Munguia asked astronaut Mastracchio the first question.
How did you overcome your greatest obstacle on the road to becoming an astronaut?
I went and got a master's degree, got a job as an engineer, and eventually applied as an astronaut. So I think my interest in space and science and my abilities in mathematics had a direct relationship on how I ended up here.
Students asked a wide mix of questions. The three astronauts talked about their long work days, phone calls home, and exercise in the evening. It is all done in a weightless environment. Rick Mastracchio says that often makes impossible things easy, and easy things difficult. Astronaut Mike Hopkins turned head over heels to demonstrate. Engineering student Jeremy Blair says he learned about the astronauts by observing how they behaved with each other.
To me, it looked like they were all friends. You know, every time they started laughing, they looked back at each other and they laughed with each other about the jokes. So, I mean, that's kind of, I never really thought about how harmonious the crew was up there.
Student Virginia Mejia learned something else, to keep trying.
You know, never stop dreaming, never. Because, like, even they said, I applied 4 times, 9 times, you know, in a period of, like, 9 years, 12 years. It's like, wow, you know, they never gave up.
NASA educator Becky Camus says one question comes up with every video link at schools around the country.
They always ask questions about what does it take to become you? And I think the answer is, you know, it takes passion and dedication, and every single one of these students is capable of that.
11 graduates of the California State University system have gone on to become NASA astronauts. A 12th might be among the students of the current graduating class. Billboard Magazine has announced its nominees for the 2014 Billboard Music Awards. The group Imagine Dragons and new pop star Lorde lead all other artists in number of nominations. Christopher Cruz has more on the nominees and their music.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse.
That
is Imagine Dragons with Radioactive. They are nominated for 12 awards, including Top Artist and Top Duo or Group. And Radioactive is up for the Top Hot 100 Song Award. So is this song, Wrecking Ball, from pop singer Miley Cyrus.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me.
Wrecking Ball also competes with Royals, a song from Lorde. The singer from New Zealand also received 12 nominations. The award for Top New Artist is among them.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In the torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royal.
Royal.
We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
I'll rule.
I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
Beyoncé is the only female artist represented in the nominations for Top Billboard 200 Artist. The Top 200 chart represents album sales. Beyoncé released a self-titled album in December that has sold almost 2 million copies in the United States alone. XO was one of the album's hit songs.
Your heart is glowing, and I'm crashing into you. Baby, kiss me before they turn the lights out. Before they turn the lights out.
Beyoncé, Lorde, and Miley Cyrus are all up for the Top Female Artist Award, as are Katy Perry and Rihanna. Top Male Artist nominees are country singer Luke Bryan, rapper Eminem, and pop singers Drake and Justin Timberlake. 28-year-old Hawaiian musician Bruno Mars is also on the list.
Same bed, but it feels just a little bit bigger now. Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same. When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. 'Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like ooh, ooh. Too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing.
dancing, but she's dancing with another man.
The Billboard Music Awards will be held May 18th in Las Vegas, Nevada. We leave you with a performance by one of the nominees for Billboard Magazine's Top R&B Artist, Rihanna.
All along there was a fever. A cold sweat, hot-headed believer. I threw my hands in the air and said, show me something. He said, if you dare, come a little closer.
I'm June Sims. Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.
Now, tell me now, tell me now, tell me now, you know. Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. It takes me all the way. I want you to stay.